Nisechtes Chulin, Daf Chav Dalid, 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, after the Mishnah. And just like we learned in the Mishnah, Daf Chav Beis and Aleph, there's an inverse relationship between Tyrion and Bnei Yoina. And as the Mishnah taught us, Kasha B'Tyrion, Pasal B'Bnei Yoina, and Kasha B'Bnei Yoina, Pasal B'Tyrion. So our Mishnah will now continue and discuss two items that also share an inverse relationship. And just like we saw in Daf Chav Beis, that the Mishnah made a vague statement, and then immediately the Gemara brought a Brisa that expanded and explained the Mishnah. And similarly, we will find a very short statement in our Mishnah, which will immediately be expanded upon and explained by the Braisa. And as we know that in Pashas Chukas, the Torah speaks about the procedure of the Paraduma, and the Pasuk states, "Nesatam Yisrael Lazar Koyin v'Hitzi Yisrael Mechutz L'Machna v'Shachar Yisrael Lefanav." And although we've already mentioned that the Paraduma is called a Chatas, however, L'Maisa, the Shechita of the Paraduma was done outside all three Machnais. In addition, we know that at the end of Pashas Shaftim, the Pesukim speak about the Egla Rufa, and we know that the Egla Rufa was killed by using a cleaver and hitting it on the back of its neck, and I in the Yerushalmi that even by Egla Rufa, one would have to cut Reva the Kana and Veshet, while the Ibn Ezra explains that the head of the Egla Rufa was completely severed from its body, and I in Ramban that's Mashma, that as long as the Egla Rufa is killed, that there is no minimum share, and even if one did not sever Reva the Kana and Reva the Veshet, and now Mishnah now begins, Kasha Bepara, Pasal Be'egla, and Kasha Be'egla, Pasal Be'para, and as we stated, that this will be explained by the Braisa, and the Gemara begins, Tan Rabbanan, that we learned the Braisa, Para B'Shechita K'Shira B'Arifa P'Sula, Egla B'Arifa K'Shira B'Shechita P'Sula, and Nimtza, Kasha Be'para, Pasal Be'egla, Kasha Be'egla, Pasal Be'para, that if someone did Shechita by the Paraduma, then it would be Kasher, however, if they did a Rifa, and they used a cleaver, then it would be Pasal, and the inverse relationship holds true, B'Negeila Egla Rufa, and if one used a cleaver, and chopped the head of the Egla Rufa from the back of its neck, then it would be kosher. However, if one did shchita and used a knife and cut it from its throat, then it would be pasul. And this is what our Mishnah meant when it stated kosher bepara pasul beegla and kosher beegla pasul bepara. And our Gemara now is so tohei para ksheir barifa mikal v'chomer lechuri. If one performs a rifa by the paraduma, then the paraduma should still be kosher based on a kal v'chomer. Uma egla shloi hukshur b'shchita hukshur barifa. And ma'adach neegla rufa, where we know that the Gemara Daf Chav Talam and Alpha will teach us that if one kills the Egla Rufa through Shechita, then the Egla Rufa would be Pasul, and even so, if one kills the Egla Rufa with Arifa, it would be Kasher, and if so, certainly by a Parah, Shehuchshur B'Shechita, so Ein Adin Shehuchshur B'Arifa, and since we know that by a Parah, it's Kasher through Shechita, and as we saw in the Pasuk in Pashas Chukas, therefore certainly it should be Kasher B'Arifa, and Ein Taisis in Dibur Maskel to Hei Parah Kshir B'Arifa Mikal V'Chomer, where Taisis points out that the Gemara's question is not that in regard to a rifa by a paraduma, but the Gemara really could have asked this question in relation to all chulin and all kachim, and we could have used the same kal v'chomer as a ma egla shel hukshur b'shechita hukshur barifa, and therefore chulin and kachim shel hukshur b'shechita ein adin shel hukshur barifa. However, Taisus explains avon naka parva egla shel shteim inyan echad the shteim kachim and the shchatim b'chutz v'damo adadi li pasul ba'oil v'kam advarim, that the reason why our Gemara focuses on the paraduma and the egla rufa is because they're similar to each other, as they're both considered like kachim that are killed outside of the machna, and they both share similarities, as if you place an oil on either one of them, then they would be pasul, and there are other similarities as well. However, two lines before the wide lines of Taisus continues and asks Vim Taimar, that how can you make a kavachimer between an egla rufa and the paraduma? Mala egla shekein enema taharis v'kamachumers yesh b'zeh ma'asheim b'zeh, and Taisus answers that inechanami, our kavachimer is not between the Egla Rufa and the Paraduma, and the Kal V'Chomer is comparing Shechita and Arifa, and as Taisus states, V'yesh loyma d'loy ovid Kal V'Chomer m'koyach Egla u'para, ela m'koyach Shechita v'Arifa, u'ma Shechita she'in machsheres be'egla, machsheres be'para, and therefore certainly Arifa, which is machsher be'egla, then certainly Arifa should be able to be machsher by a Paraduma, and Ayin Taisus be yesabir. We now continue on Daf Chav Talam and Aleph, and the Gemara responds, Amakra, that as we mentioned that Dama, the Pasuk and Pashas Chukas b'nei Gain of Paraduma states, "Unasatam Isel Lazak Koyin b'Hoytzi Isel Mechutz L'Machna v'Shachar Isel Lefanav." And the Torah specifies that the Paraduma has to be killed through Shechita. And in addition, the second pasuk in Pashas Chukas states, "Zayis Chukas Atarah Shetziva Hashem Leimor Dal B'nei Yisrael V'Yichu Elecha Paraduma Tmima Asher Ein Bamum Asher Loi Ola Ola Oil." And since the Torah uses Lashon Chukah, and we know whenever the Torah uses Lashon Chukah, it's coming to teach us that's Ma'akev, and therefore B'Shechita In Barifaloi, and the Torah is teaching us says that one specifically has to do shechita by a paraduma and cannot do arifa. And ayin top tases on daf chav dalam and aleph and dibel maschal amakro v'shachar v'chuka. And oimer rabbeinu tam the mashma and perik sheni dezvachim the chuka lo yavi ikum mimashmois el migzir shava as the alfin hasa migzir shava dloy rochis yadayim chilo migzir shava chuka chuka mishtu yayin and ayin other rishonim that chol kon tases. And agamar continues v'chol hechad chsiv bechuka loy dashin and kav chayma. That is it really true that since the pasuk uses the term chuka, therefore we would not dash in the kav chaymer? And as Rashi states, hechad chsiv chuka likuva ve'ikul rabuy milsachrita bekav chaymer miloy dashin and kav chaymer rabuy ve'ikuv the chuka lemiloy achrenaisa. And we would say that when the Torah states the word chuka, it would be teaching us that there are other things that would be ma'akev. And as the Gemara continues to prove this point, as v'gavi yom kippurim the chsiv bechuka, and we find in Pashas Achri Bois that after the Torah tells us that avidus hayom yom kippur, so the last pasuk tells us v'hoisus zois lachem l'chukas elim l'chapal bnei yisrael mikol chatosam achas b'shana v'yaskas shetiva hashem as Moshe. And even though the pasuk used the term chuka v'tanya, we still learn to the brisa that when the pasuk states in Pashas Achri Bois v'hikuv aron is asura sha'ol olov agoy l'hashem v'aso chatos, that after the pasuk tells us v'nosin aron ashnei asirim goyr olois goyr lech l'hashem v'goyr lech l'azazel, the pasuk then continued and told us that Aaron will take the sara that was all olov agoyr l'hashem, and the girl made the sara into a korban chatos. The Braisa teaches us hagoyr oisu chatos ve'in Hashem oisu chatos, that the only way to decide which of the two sirim is l'hashem and which one will be l'azazel is only based on the goyr olois. And if Aaron HaKoyim would just state that this sara should be l'hashem and this sara l'azazel, that his diba would not be valid. And the Braisa continues that the reason why we had to tell you that there is a miut in order to teach us that his diba would not be valid, as otherwise we would have a hamina that based on the kal v'chomer that even b'diba ba'alma it should be valid, and there is no requirement to decide which one is l'ashem and which one is l'azazel through a girl and through lots. And as the brisa continues, sheyachov aloydinu, and as we saw in Taisa and daf chav beizim and aleph, that either the gemara used the lashon sheyachov or the lashon aloydinu, but we should not be girl sheyachov aloydinu together. L'maisa the kal v'chomer would be u'ma b'makom shloy kiddush hagirl kiddush Hashem, makom shekiddush hagirl ein din shekiddush Hashem. That since we find by the kinim that I brought for zavim v'yaledes that one would make a girl and write on one stone chatos, and on one stone he would write oila, and through this girl he would decide that this bird is l'chatos and this other bird is l'oila, that we don't find that this is what is kaveya the birds either for chatos or for an oila. The Bailam could still decide to swap them, and the one that was originally for an oila he could make a chatos, and the one that was originally a chatos he could make an oila. And even so, if one actually states that this one should be the oila and this one should be the chatos, then as Rashi brings down the mshina that will be puzzle, and this is based on the pasuk in Pasuk Kisese that states Moshe Sosecha Tishmar. As Rashi continues, Al Moshem Kova the Mishana Nimtzes Chatos L'Maylo V'Ilu L'Mata. If so, certainly in the case of the Sar Lashem and Sar Lazazel, where the Torah specifies that the girl can be kaveya this one Lashem and this one Lazazel, then certainly B'dibur should also be kaveya. That's why the pasuk stated Hagoyr Lashem V'So Chatos. And as Rashi brought down the mashma hagoyr l'so chatos b'nei filosei alav the increase Hashem l'so chatos as shim om azel l'shem v'zel l'azazel einik barim b'kach u'magro aleim v'im hagoyr l'mishanes k'fiyas k'fiyas shem u'chin acha hagoyr. And as the Gemara states talmud leim v'so chatos hagoyr l'isu chatos v'ein Hashem l'isu chatos. And the Gemara now explains this question time in the kasar rachmona v'so chatos, that the only reason why we didn't follow this kal v'chomer because the Torah specified v'so chatos, and therefore we had a limud that a girl is a chatos v'in Hashem is a chatos halafachi, but without this pasuk. So even though the pasuk already stated chukah, which is mashma that everything would be ma'akev and the girl should be ma'akev, but even so, based on a kal v'chomer, we would learn that one could be kaveyad Hashem by the sar l'Hashem and sar l'azazel, even by being mekadosh Hashem and not dafka through the girl. And even though the Torah used the term chukah, we would use the term chukah to teach us that there are other dinim by Yom Kippur that would be ma'akev. And the Gemara answers that in Chanami, even though the term mentions by the paraduma v'shachat and also states v'chuka, we would not necessarily be able to learn that shechita would be ma'akev and one has to do shechita and not arifa. However, the real reason for the din of the Mishnah is mi'at rachmona gabe egla harufa zois barifa ve'in acheres barifa, that by the gate egla rufa the pasuk states in pasha sheftim harufa, and as the pasuk states v'chol zikna ira hi akrei melacholol yuchatsu esideim ala egla harufa benachal. Therefore, we learn that the only time that one does arifa is only specifically specifically by the Egla Rufa and not by any other case, and therefore the Paraduma must be performed through Shechita and not through Arufa. And as Rashi states, Harufa Mashma Zu Arufa Ve'in Acheres Arufa. And the Gemara now continues to discuss the din of the Egla Rufa, as the Mishnah and the Braisa taught us that the Egla Rufa must be done through Arufa and cannot be performed through Shechita. And the Gemara now asks, V'teya Egla Ksheir B'Shechita Mikal V'Chemer, and L'Chira Shechita should be able to work by an Egla Rufa based on a Kal V'Chemer, U'ma Parsh L'Hichshu Barifa Ksheir B'Shechita, Egla Shechshir Barifa In Din Shechshu B'Shechita, and Madach by the Paraduma, where we just learned that one cannot do Arifa, and even so it's Kasha B'Shechita, so certainly by the Egla Rufa, when the Torah specifies that one could kill it through Arifa, then certainly one should be able to kill it through Shechita. However, the Gemara explains Amukra that the Pasuk at the beginning of the Pasha of Egla Rufa in Parakhaf Aleph Pasuk Dalet states, V'yridu Zikner Ira Hiyas Ha'Egla El Nachal Isa Shalai Ava Boiv Le'Yizareya V'arfu Shom Is Ha'Egla B'Nachal and Ayin Rashi Shonel Le'Akasav La'Akev and Ayin Mefarsh Me'a bothered that where do we find Shonel Le'Akasav La'Akev. Some explain that since this Pasuk states V'arfu Shom Is Ha'Egla B'Nachal, so we already know that it was done through Arifa, and if so, in Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk should have stated, V'chol Zikner Ira Hiya Krev Malachol Yichatsu Asideyem Ala Egla B'Nachal, and the Pasuk did not have to state Ala Egla Harufa B'Nachal. Therefore, we have two mentions of the idea of Arufa. Therefore, we learn that Arifa is Ma'akev, and as the Braisa taught us, Egla Barifa Kshira and Beshchita Psula, and Ayin Achrenim, who discusses Rashi in detail, Ayin Sham. Let us continue with the new Mishnah that once again discusses an inverse relationship between two items, and the Mishnah teaches us Kasha B'Kleinim, possible Avim, and Kasha B'Avim, possible Kleinim. Once again, immediately the Gemara begins and brings a Braisa that expands and explains our Mishnah. As Tana Rabbanan, as we learned in the Braisa, Kohanim B'Mumim Psulim B'Shanim Ksherim, and Levim B'Mumim Ksherim B'Shanim Psulim, and Nimsa, and that is what we meant in our Mishnah when we stated Kasha B'Kleinim, possible Avim, while Kasha B'Avim, possible Kleinim. And as we know that the Psukim in Pashas Emor in Parakhaf Alev teach us, Dabel Aaron Lema Ishmi Zarachla De'Reisim Ashiyah B'Mum La'Yikrab L'Hakav Lechem Alekav, and the Torah discusses the fact that if a Kohen is Baal Mum, then he can't perform the Avodah the Beis HaMikdash. In addition, as we know that the Psukim at the end of Pashas Bamidbar, as well as in Pashas Nasa and Pashas Balaisra, discuss the Avodah L'Avim, and aside for the fact that they would be the Mishayrim and the Mishayrim, meaning the gatekeepers, as well as the musicians and the singers in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan, but in addition, while Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, the Levim would dismantle as well as reconstruct the Mishkan. Every time Klai Yisrael would travel in the Midbar, they were also in charge of transporting all the Kalim as well as the Mishkan in the Midbar. And although we know that in Pashas Bamidbar when counting the Levim, so the Torah tells us that we count the Levim in Ben Chodesh from Aigla, whether at the end of Pashas Bamidbar as well as in Pashas Nasai, the Torah tells us multiple times that their service was from when they were 30 years old until they were 50 years old. And for example, at the beginning of Perek Dalid, the Pasuk tells us, Nasa Yisroish B'nei Kos B'teich B'nei Levi L'mishpachesim L'veis Avesam B'ben Shleshim Shana V'omagla V'ad Ben Chamishim Shana Kol Bo Latzov Alasis Malacha Ba'il Ma'ed. Meanwhile, we find at the beginning of Pashas Balaisra and Perekhes Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Pesukim teach us V'yidab Hashem Ma'meshe Leimer Zoyis Hashem Levim B'ben Chamish V'esim Shana V'omagla Yavoy Litzvay Tzov V'avidis Il Ma'ed and B'ben Chamishim Shana Yashav Mitzvay Avodav L'yavid Oid. However, although they will not continue to perform Avodah, but Vishiris es Echo, but Oil Moid, Lishma Mishmeres, Vavodah Lo Yavod, Kachotas Lavim Bemishmeresam. In the Maisa, we see that there's another Zman for Lavim, as these Psukim mentioned that they would start Avodah by 25 and they would finish at 50. And as a preview to our Gemara, let us see Rashi in Pashas Balaisra that is based on our Gemara. And Rashi explains that when the Pasuk says Zeusa Shel Lavim, we learn out Shonim Paisal Behem, Veina Mum and Paisal Behem, that the only Psul that we find by Levim is only based on their age and not based on them becoming a Baal Mum. And Rashi continues that the Pasuk states Ben Chamish V'Esrim Uvimokum Acher Oime Ben Shleishim Shana, and as we already stated that we previously saw at the end of Pashas Bamidbar as well as in Pashas Nasai that the Torah tells us that Levim begin to avoid at 30. And Rashi explains HaKetzad Ben Esrim V'Chamish Balum V'Hilchus Avodah V'Loim Ben Chamish Shanim Uben Shleishim Oved and Mikal Tamish Le'Rosim Yafim Mishnasim V'Chamish Shanim Sheshuv Eina Raya. And the Pasuk then stated that once the Levi is 50 years old, V'le'yavid Oid, and Zok Rashi, this refers to Avodis Masa B'Kosev, that while in the Midbar, once a Levi was 50 years old, he could no longer carry the Mishkan or its Kelim on his shoulders. However, Rashi continues, even after a Levi is 50 years old, old, he could still be a gatekeeper, and he still could be involved in the shir, and he could still load up the algolos. V'zeru v'shiris es echov, and that's why the pasuk continues that v'shiris es echov ba'il moed lishma mishmeres. As Rashi states, lachanei saviv la'oil ulahakim laharim b'shasa masayis. However, avoid le'avoid, he can no longer perform the avoidah being master b'kasev and carrying things on his shoulders. Now, Bryce just taught us that the psul that we mentioned of mumin only applies to kohanim and not to levim, and the psul of shonim that applies by levim does not apply by kohanim. That is what our Mishnah meant when it stated that shonim which are kosher b'kohanim are pasul b'levim, however mumin that are kosher b'levim are pasul b'kohanim. And our Gemara now continues minani mili, and where is the makar for this din? And the Gemara brings a brisa as the Tanur Rabbanon, as we learned in the brisa that the pasuk in Pashas Baal Yischa stated zayis hashel levim in ben chamish v'esem shonim v'maylo yavu l'tzvei tzava ba'avidus el moyed. And the brisa is bothered matam leimer, that why is the pasuk used the lashon zayis which is mashma miyed? And the brisa explains l'fish nemar, since the next pasuk continues and states we ben chamishim shonim yoshev mitzvah avidu v'lo yavid oid the lemanu levim sheshonim paisel ben. And we learn from this pasuk that a levi becomes pasul once he's 50 years old and yachol mumim paisel ben. One would think that just like shonim would pasul a levi, so a levi would become pasul through mumim as well. V'dinu, and this would be based on a kal v'chomer as ma kohenim she'ina shonim paisel ben mumim paisel ben levim she'ashonim paisel ben ina din she'u mumim paisel ben. And madoch that we find by the kohenim, although as we will learn that the years would not pasul them and they would not age out, even so mumim pasul a kohen from doing the avodah. And therefore, certainly by Levim, where we find that the Torah tells us that even Shonim pasul Levim, certainly they should be pasul as they have a mum. Tamaloy mezoyis hashel Levim, and therefore the pasuk tells us zoyis hashel Levim, zoyis Levim, ve'in acheres Levim, that the only psul that applied to Levim is only Shonim, and if they are bali mumin, that would not be a psul. The Gemara now continues and tries to use the kal v'chomer in a reverse way in order to teach us that the kohanim should even be pasul b'shonim, as yachli yu akoinim pasul b'shonim. That maybe you would think that the kohanim should be pasul even if they age out, as valoy dinu, as this would be based on kal v'chomer. Zumal levim she'im mumin pasul b'hem shonim pasul b'hem kohanim sham mumin pasul b'hem in adin she'u shonim pasul b'hem. And maduch by the levim that we just learned that mumin would not pasul, and even so shonim would pasul by levim, and if so by kohanim we even mumin pasul by them, so certainly shonim should pasul a kohen. The brisa explains tamaloy mashal levim, and therefore the pasuk in pashas balisla stated v'zoyis hashel levim. We learned that this psul of shonim is only applicable to levim, does not apply to kohenim. Ayin Rashi, who points out that this entire clause of zoyis hashel levim is extra, since this entire pasha was discussing levim, and therefore the Torah could have just written ben chamish v'estim shonim v'mayla, didn't have to write zoyis hashel levim at all. The Gemara now continues yochel af b'shiloy b'sei lamim kain, that one would think that when a levi is too old, then not only would they be pasul from carrying things in the midbar from avodas kosef and avodas masa, but possibly they would also be pasul from doing any of the avodas that were done by the levim in shiloh and beis ha'lamim. As Rashi states that in shiloh and beis ha'lamim she'in avodas levim el shayrim u'mishayrim, and since Klal Yisrael was no longer traveling, so ein lehem masas kosef, maybe the levim would be nifsal and b'shanim. Hamleimer, but the pasuk in Pashas Nasi states mi ben shloshim shana v'maylo v'ad ben chamishim shana kol abol la'avod avodas avodah. Therefore, we learn that this psul of the levim that were older than 50 or younger than 30 was only stated when Klal Yisrael was in the midbar. The levim had the extra task of carrying the mishkan on their shoulders. Therefore, prior to 30 and after 50, not only were they psul from carrying the mishkan, but they would also be psul from the other avodas levim. They would not be able to be mishayrim or mishayrim either. However, once Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael and they were in Shiloh or the base of Migdash, certainly at that point the Levim were not needed in order to carry the Mishkan, and therefore these Psulim would no longer apply, and the Levim were not Pasul B'Shanim, and the Levim were able to be Mishayrim and Mishayrim even when they were older than 50, younger than 30, and certainly this is different than we saw in Rashi and Chumash, Ayin Shom. And the Brisa now continues and asks the steer between the Pesukim, and as we mentioned in the Akdama, that Kasav Echad Oim Ben Chumash V'Esim Shanim V'Mayla, that the Pasuk in Baal Yisrael mentions, the Levim would start to work from 25 years and upwards, v'kosav echleimer, and meanwhile in Pashas Bamidbar as well as in Pashas Nasai, the Pesukim state mi ben shloishim shana v'mayla, and therefore the Brisa points out, yef shloim shloishim shekvar nema chafei, v'yef shloim chafei shekvar nema shloishim, that you can't say that the Levim would have to wait until they were 30, as the Torah already mentions 25, and you can't say that the Levim could start doing the Avodah at 25, as the Torah mentions 30 years old. Therefore, the Gemara explains how Ketzad, Chafei Lutalmud, or Chafei Lilmoid, Ushloshim Lavodah, that at 25 years old, they started to learn how to do the Avodah, how to open the gates, as well as how to sing the Shira, as well as how to play instruments. And as Rashi states, Lilmoid Hilchas Avodah, and then finally at 30, they would actually perform the Avodah together with the rest of the Levim. The Brisa teaches us, Mikan Lutalmud, Shloirosim, and Yafab Mishnasi, Chamishonim, Shovein Eroya, that we see from here that if a Talmud is trying to learn, and he tries for 5 years, he's not raw simin yafa, and as Rashi states, loim b'vishaycheach, then he will never find atzlocha. And Rabbi Yisi Oimen, Rabbi Yisi states, gimel shanim, that the shir is not 5 years, and instead it's 5 years. This is based on a pasuk in Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar wanted young Jewish children to come and work in the palace. And the pasuk tells us, vayimad lahem hamelech, tabay yoim b'yoimoy, mipas bag hamelech, umiyim mishtav, ulegadlam shanim sholosh, umiksasim yamdu lefnei hamelech. And the pasuk tells us that Nebuchadnezzar had Daniel set up these young children in the palace, and he gave them all the food that they would need, and he raised them for 3 years, and he was training them for 3 years. The previous pasuk taught us, Yilodim Hashem Behem Kalmum V'Toyve Maru Maskilim B'chol Chochma, they were Yodei Das U'mavinei Mada V'Ashekoyach Behem Lamay B'Heichal HaMelech U'lamdim Sefer L'Shoin Kastim. We see that the training period to learn a Sefer and to learn the language of the Kastim was 3 years. The Gemara continues, V'idach, and the Tanakhama held that there's a requirement of 5 years, and he doesn't learn from Daniel, Shani L'Shoin Kastim the Kolol, as the language of Kastim was easy, and therefore they only required 3 years. But generally a Talmud needs 5 years, as we find in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, Ben Chamish Shana L'Mikra, then Ben Esel L'Mishnah, finally Ben Chamish Esrei L'Talmud. And the Gemara continues, V'idach, why did Rabbi Yisi learn from the Pasuk by the Levim that there's a requirement for 5 years? And he explains, Shani Hilchas Avodah D'Kifin, that the Halachas Avodah was much more difficult, and therefore certainly would take much longer. As Rashi explains, L'Hurid HaMishkan L'Farkin L'Taisa L'Hamid Krasov V'Krasov V'Ashir L'Karbon V'Per V'Kli. And it was based on this Rashi that previously when the Gemara stated the Talmud, and Rashi only stated Lumad Hilchas Avodah, that we expanded on that definition, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara now continues and brings another Braisa, as Tana Rabbanon, Koyim Mishiyavish Dei Sarius Achiyaskin Koshal Avodah U'Mumim Paislam Bay, that Benegeir Koyin, once he's Hevi Shtei Sarius and is considered a Gadol, until he becomes older, then he's Koshav HaVoidah, and age is not a psul. However, Mumu will pass a Koyin. However, Ben Levi, me Ben Shloshim, Vav Ben Chamishim, Koshav HaVoidah, Vishonim Paislam Bay. And the Braisa continues, Bemed Varamurim, Ba'il Mayish of the Midbar, that when do we say that there's a psul of Shonim is only in the Ba'il Mayish of the Midbar, Al Beshilo Beis Elamim, Ein of Solim, El Bekal. However, in Mishkan Shiloi, as well as in the Beis Migdash, Solovim would only be compusal. They didn't have a good voice, and Ayin Rashi Yushlaim Nikreis Beis Alamim. Even after the Churba Loi Hoysachra Hetel L'Shar Mekaymais Av Gedusha Shiloi Hoysachra Hetel L'Bamais Kol Yimei Noiv V'Gevain. And the Brisa continues, Am Rabbi Yisi Meikra, and what is the Makar for this halacha? And we continue on Daf Chaf Talon Beis, as the pasuk states in Devar Yomim Beis, Yehi Ke'echad L'Mechatzim V'L'Mesherim U'L'Hashmi Kol Echad L'Hal L'Hoydus L'Hashem U'Harim Kol B'Chatzaitzis V'Mitzaltayim V'Chle Asher V'Hal Hashem ki toiv kilaylum chastoi va'bayis mole onon beis Hashem. And as Rashi explains, by hika echad afilu zakenu b'mashma, and it's mashma even zakenu wa kosher l'mechatzim l'mashurim. However, in order to sing, one had to be lashmiya kol echad. And in Rashi states that strichnu v'asim es kolam sheinir kol echad. Therefore, if someone did not have a good voice, or if someone was older, their voice was not as good because they were older, so then they would become puzzle. And even in Shiloh and the beis hamikdash, would no longer be able to sing. However, as the Rishonim point out, although they would no longer be able to sing, they could still be gatekeepers, they could still play musical instruments. And the Gemara continues that the Braisa stated, Koyim Mishiyavi Shtei Sairis Ad Shiaskin Koshal HaVoidah U'mumim Paislam Bayi. And the Gemara wants to define the term Ad Shiaskin, and the Gemara asks, Ad Kama, what is the Shia of Ad Shiaskin? And Amra B'loi, Amra B'chanina, Ad Shiirates, that it refers to the point that a person starts shaking. And as Rashi states, Shiirates Yadav Ragla and because he's older and he doesn't have any more strength, so he starts shaking, and at that point a kohen would be possible to do the avodah, and the chayyim is not a psul based on the fact that he's old, but it's a psul because at this point we would consider him a balmum. The Gemara continues and teaches another din b'negei zikna, as tzan hasam, as we learned to the Mishnah, Mesechtes Mekvois, Balkeri, Shetavu, Volehitl Mayim, Lichshiyatl Tamei, that if someone became a Balkeri because of Shech Vazera, and if he goes to the bathroom right after he was Maitzi Shech Vazera, and prior to that point, he did not yet go to the bathroom, then once he would go to the bathroom, once again would be considered a Balkeri, and as Rashi states, Shem Menisha Befiya Amar Tachzuach Keri, Vyoitze Meim Raglayim, Vishech Vazera Metam Bekolshu, Afilu Bechein Chardel, Kedetam Mesech Vazida. However, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yisi Omer, Becholu was Zokin Tomei, Beyelu Vibori Tar, the only time that this doom would apply, and we would consider the person Tomei once again, is only if this person is a Chayla, or he's a Zokin. However, if this Balkeri is younger, or he's healthy, then as Rashi states, the Meikor Nafi Kulei, certainly when he originally was Maitzi Shech Vazera, he did so Bekoyach, not even a drop of Shech Vazera was Nisha Bepiya Amor, therefore as long as he went to the Mikvah, he would be Tar. Our Gemara continues in this, Yelad HaKama, that what is considered Yelad in regard to this Halacha, and Amar B'loi, Amar B'chanina, Ol Sho'imin Al Raglai Achas, V'chaylus Menoloi, V'noro Menoloi, this refers to anyone that while he's standing on one foot, he can remove his shoe, or he can put on his shoe, and Amar Lov Al Rab Chanina, and they stated regarding Rab Chanina, Shahi Ben Shmainu Shana, although he was already 80 years old, V'yo'imin Al Raglai Achas, V'chaylus Menoloi, V'noro Menoloi, and Amar B'chanina, and Rab Chanina stated, Chamin V'shemin Shesachachni Imi B'lyadusei, Hein Amdului Be'isik Nusi, because my mother took care of me when I was very young, and she spared me with hot water and oil, that is why I remained healthy even when I was much older. We explained this memory of Yesi based on the Perish Mishnayis La Rambam in Mesechtes Mekvois, and the Rambam explains that when Rabbi Yesi stated Bechoylo V'zokin Tomei, he means Bechoylo Oy B'zokin Tomei, and when he states B'yalo V'bari, he means Ish Bari Oy Yeled, even if there's a young person that is sick, he's still considered Tar Ayin Shom. However, Ayin and Taisis Yantiv, who brings from the Rambam in Perik Hei, Mehilchus Avatomo and Halacha Zayin, that B'medram Rum Bechoylo Oy B'zokin, Avul Yelo Bari Ayin Shom, and Ayin the Mefarshim that discussed this point, Ayin the Yin Yaakov that we saw in Rashi and Dav Zayin and Beis, that Rabbi Chanina was a doctor, Ayin Shom. The Gemara now continues, Tana Rabbanu, we learned to the Braisa, this Mali Zekonoi, if someone's beard is filled out, and some explain this refers to Zokin HaTachtoin, some explain this refers to Zokin HaElyoin, Roy Liyas a Shliach Tzibur, that he's right to be a Shliach Tzibur, and as Rashi says, L'chol Tzorcheim, and he brings examples, L'tkoya Shefar, or to give Malkais, or to place someone in Chayrim, or to be appointed as a Parnes, and the Braisa continues, V'leir L'fnei HaTeva, and he could also be the Shliach Tzibur, and the Gemara refers to this as Leir L'fnei HaTeva, and as the Pasuk states, V'melakim Kursich HaShem, and if he is a Koyim, V'lisas Kapov, and to do Nesias Kapayim, and to do Bechas Koyinim, the Braisa continues, Me'im Esai Koshal Avoida, and at what point can a Koyim do the Avoida, and the Tanakhama states, Mishiyavi Shtei Sarais, from when he's already a Gadol, and he's bringing Shtei Sarais, however, Rabbi Oymer, and Rabbi states, Oymani Achei Ben Esrim, they can only do the Avoida once he's 20 years old, and as a Klal, we only find the term Oymani when Rabbi states a Memra, not by other Tanoim, and Rashi points out that a Kohen has to bring Shtei Sarais, Avokotin Loi, Dechsev, Ish Mizaracha, Kudel Kamon, and as we will learn later on, and the Gemara continues, Om Rav Chista, my time with Rabbi, what is the Makar for this Halacha of Rabbi? And Rav Chista explains, Dechsev, as the Pasuk in Ezra tells us, Vashon Ashenis, Levoyim, No Besa, Lekim, Liushalayim, Bachodesh Hasheni, Hechelu Zerubavel, Ben Shaltiel, Vyeshua, Ben Yitzadok, Usharachim, Akrin, Valavim, Vachabim, Meshavi, Yushalayim, Vayimidu, Asalavim, Ben Esrim, Shon of Amayla, Natseach, Al Molechas, Bes Hashem. Therefore, we see that the Kohanim had to be 20 years old. However, the Gemara continues and asks that V'idach, that according to the Tadakama, the holds that a Kohen could do the Avoida once he's Hevi Shtei Sayreis, so what does he do with this Pasuk? And he explains, Natseach Shani, that this Pasuk is discussing someone that's a supervisor, and certainly they had to be older. The regular Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash could even be done by someone that was a Gadol and someone that was Hevi Shtei Sayreis. And Ayin Rashi explains, Natseach Shani, the Mashma Lavoid Avoidis Kvedis Hatzrichas Nitzuach, as Mashma that was specifically referring to very difficult Avoidis, Ayin Shom. The Gemara now continues in Esan Rebbe, how could Rebbe use this Pasuk as a Mekor B'negei Halacha that's relevant to Kohanim, for Haikor B'Levim Ksiv, but this Pasuk specifically mentions Levim, and the Gemara answers, Rebbe Shulba Levi, that this is going like the member of Shulba Levi, Dom Rebbe Shulba Levi, Be'esav Rabba Mekoyim is Nikku Kohanim Levim, V'zeh Echamen, V'akoyim Levim B'nei Tzadok. Rebbe Shulba Levi teaches us that 24 times in the Torah and in Nach, where the Torah mentions Levim, it's actually referring to Kohanim. As an example, the Pasuk in Yechezkel states, V'akoyim Halavim B'nei Tzadok, Asher Shomru Es mishmeres mikdashi is bnei yisrael me'alai hey meyikuv voi lagli sharseini va'amdu lefanai lahakav lichila v'dam umashem alekim. And as Rashi points out, that certainly the word Levi refers to kainim as al kachak tzadik kain haya, as we know that tzadik was a kain. The karlu leban of levim al shem shem mishav levihim. The reason why they are referred to as levim is because they come from shevet Levi. And then Rashi explains vanishamati levim shamoshim, as it's used in Pashas Korach, and as the pasuk states v'gam esachecha mate Levi shevet avicha hakriv itach v'yilavu olecha v'yishasucha va'atu v'necha itach l'fnei oyel eidos. Therefore, Rebbe holds when the pasuk in Ezra states v'yamidu esalavim iben esim shanav amaylul natzeach amalechas beis Hashem, it's also referring to kainim and not levim. And the Gemara continues and brings Raisa as Tanur Rabbanon that the pasuk in Pashas Emor states da'abal aron lima ish mizarach lo deyoriso mashiyah boimum lo yikrav lahakrav lechem alikav. The Braisa teaches us that since these psukim are discussing bali mumin, so the pasuk is telling us that katan pasul avoda v'afilu tam, that even if a katan would be a tam, then he would still be pasul to do avoda. The pasuk is teaching us that the halachas of bali mumin are only relevant to gedolim, as ketanim would always be pasul, and even if they would be a tam. And as Rashi explains, the hachi mashma ishu deboy mum lafsule, and it's only if one is a gadol that has a mum that he cannot do the avoda. The pasuk tells us lo yikrav, and the pasuk also states lo yigash lahakriv. However, hakaton afilu tam lo yigash ayin in Rashi. And the brayse continues meim sai kosh lavoda mishiyavi shtei sayreis, and when is a koyin kosh to do the avoda? Only once, he is hevi shtei sayreis. And then the brayse says aval echav hakoyinim im minichin oisir lavoid ashi ben chav. However, the kohanim would not allow someone to do the avoda until they were 20 years old. And the Gemara has two different ways to understand this brisa, as Ikad Amri, as some explain, her Rebbe he, that this brisa is going according to Shita Rebbe, v'afilu psul drabban lesle, even though previously Rebbe stated, oimani achi ben esrim, Rebbe did not mean that a kohen that was less than 20 years old would be pasul midraisa, or even midrabbanon. Rebbe just meant that other kohanim would not allow anyone to do the avoda that was less than 20 years old. And as Rashi explains, that even though Rebbe stated, oimani achi ben chav, v'ashmin hacha du Rebbe gufei loy pasul loy b'di'eved, v'afilu midrabbanon, elo she'in echa v'akoinim manichin oisle l'chadchila. However, Agamar continues and brings another explanation to this brisa. The Ikad Amri and others explain, Rebbe isle psul midrabbanon, v'ho rabbanon hi l'chadchila hu d'loy, avod di'eved avidasak shira. And certainly when Rebbe stated, oimani achi ben esrim, then Rebbe was teaching us that midrabbanon, a koin that is less than 20 years old, is pasul to do the avoda, and even b'di'eved. When this brisa taught us, aval ein echav hakoyin menichin oisir lavoid ad shehe ben chav, this brisa is actually going like the Rabbanon and the Tanakam of the previous brisa that stated me'im esai kosh lavoid mishiyav ishtei sayreis, and our brisa is coming to explain that even though it was mashma that once a koyin was hevi ishtei sayreis that he could do the avoida l'chadchila. However, our brisa now explains that really the Rabbanon hold that l'chadchila one that is less than 20 years old should not do the avoida. And the previous brisa, when the Rabbanon stated me'im say kashal avoidu mishiyav ishtei sayreis, they were only teaching us a din b'di'eved, and b'di'eved if a kohen that was between the ages of 13 and 20 and they were hevi ishtei sayreis and they did the avoida, then their avoida would be pasul b'di'eved. Before we finish, let us see Taisus at the top of daf chof dalam beis and divu maschol and smali zikna roi li'as shliach tzibar v'leir l'fnei ateva v'lisa eskapov. And Taisus bothered that in Gemara Masechet Megillah we learned katan kari b'teir ve'inu peris al shmar v'leir l'fnei ateva v'leir nesa eskapov mashmo ha'hevi ishtei sayreis yir l'fnei ateva v'nesa eskapov. Where do we find a requirement of this smali zikna? Taisus explains v'yesh leima d'chehevi beis sayreis yachal leir l'fnei ateva, as certainly once he's hevi ishtei sayreis he's considered a gadol, and therefore he could be mitzi tzibur and he could daven for amid. However, our Gemara teaches us aval yasa shliach tzibur kavua oilis balo b'tainis uvamamadais einin nasa achi smali zikna k'daminu m'sechtes tainis eim aridu l'fnei ateva al zokim v'rogel. And some are not gerus the words oi in Taisus, and they are gerus aval yasa shliach tzibur kavua lis balo b'tainis uvamadais. And Taisus continues and is bothered that the Gemara m'sechtes sukkah it's mashma that filu katan neses kapov daminu on katan shiadei lises kapov mechak leitshum beis agonais over kurin trus pirish lav dafka katan elamayik shevi shtei sarayis. However, Taisus is bothered as le mashma hachi el katan mamish dum yed katan yedei ledaba of umlam neteria by yedei lishkait oichlu mishchitasai the mukila begadlo imed al gabov. And Taisus explains v'yish leima dehod katan neses kapov hainu imag deilim. However, certainly b'fnei atzma Asmoy in Nisus Kapov at Yomi Bistarios, Ayan in Tesis. Finally, Ayan Rabbeinu Gershom, that when our Gemara brought a riot at the Kohanim Akolavim, we brought a riot from the Pasuk that mentioned in Kohanim Alavim, and our Gemara wants to say that even when the Pasuk only states Levim, it could be referring to Kohanim. And Rabbeinu Gershom explains in Mesechtas Bechiris and Daftal and Aleph that once we find that the Kohanim Akolavim, that even when the Pasuk only mentions Levim, it could be referring to Kohanim. And also, Ayan Ben Yoyoda, Mesechtas Bechiris and Daftal and Aleph, where he points out that he only found 11 places where the Kohanim Akolavim, Ayan Sham, where he's even Deicha those 11. Therefore, he explains that possibly when our Gemara states there are 24 places, it's really a Tois Atfos, Ayan Sham. However, Ayan Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Tav Gimel, and Ois Gimel, where he explains that since we just stated that Levim could mean Kohanim, so any time the Torah mentions Levim, so we could explain that it means Kohanim as well, unless we have a reason to say that the Torah meant Dafka Levim and not Kohanim, Ayan Sham, and we will stop over here.